Hey, it's Jonathan. Got a question. What area should I focus on? Expensive neighborhoods, expensive properties, or medium, middle class type properties? You know, what areas are better? What should I focus on for getting new accounts? And so I'm going to have to give my advice based on what we've experienced, and then I've got some friends in the business that are running multi-million dollar businesses and some of the feedback I've got from them. And I also think it varies a little bit possibly by what services are you selling. So for instance, if you're selling landscape and you want a ticket, a typical ticket size of $40,000 or $50,000, or maybe you're also installing pools, and your ticket could run $40,000 to $100,000. Well, clearly you've got to go to the higher end market to sell that service. But if you're talking on the maintenance side, I think you have a little bit more flexibility. Now, I do want to be clear, the middle class are buying pools and they're upgrading their landscaping. They're now building fire pits and they're doing a lot of that, the stonework, the hardscape work. So there is a clientele to be had without question in the middle class. So you would not want to ignore that area. But the highest probable close, the best chance of getting business, is clearly with the more affluent group, especially in landscape. Now, what we've discovered and what I've heard from those in the lawn care business, in the tree business, in different industries, is that that sweet spot isn't necessarily the really wealthy. The really wealthy could be, we have found, are far more demanding. If you're young in business, they tend to want more service from their lawn care company. They're not as interested in having five different companies care for five different areas of their lawn. They're more interested in having one company that really gets quality and can provide a service in multiple areas. So if you're a young business, this is very hard to offer and be profitable at. So generally, a new business I recommend should steer clear of the highly affluent market and really focus more on getting their service offering and their quality right before they move that direction. Now, even after you've accomplished that, if you're on the maintenance side of the business, I must say, if you look at our maintenance business, and when we were talking about those that are affluent, that have multi-hundred-thousand-dollar incomes, maybe seven-figure incomes, or at least live in the neighborhoods where that's obtainable. We're, in our market, they're living in the top 10% of homes with the highest value. So that's what I would call, say, the affluent market, or maybe 5% of the homes are of a certain value. In our case, you would usually say that's $1 million-plus. Or 700,000 plus. Now, in the Florida, California markets, $1 million doesn't buy you nearly what it'll buy you in the Texas market. So affluence is different. Home values are different, or different home values are not as telling, or they're not as telling of a factor in terms of affluence. They're a guide. But in terms of affluence, a lot of times I think of income, disposable income, how much money's being made. And so what we found, and the reason I define that is just to tell you what we found. If you take a highly affluent, what I would consider someone is someone that's earning multiple six figures, compared to someone that's living in a lesser home, making more of a average income in that city, we've really found the average income, smaller homes, the not the giant homes, to be our better clients. This isn't quite always true, but sometimes they're more friendly. They're less demanding. Some of the wealthier clients are more difficult to collect from, believe it or not. They expect more and they expect it faster. They expect you to be able to deliver more. The affluent have a different level, a different expectation, whereas the more of the middle class tend to be a far easier client. So if you look at our call logs, at our client interaction, at the billing calls, if you look at the service calls, the complaint calls, all of that, the ability, the ease of selling, you know, being able to sell the business over the phone versus visiting the client in person, the demandingness of the client, it really seems to be, the sweet spot really seems to be in more of the middle class area for us. And we can still sell quite a few services back into that group. Now, again, I live in a good affluent part of the country, and so even our middle class is successful. They're not making $30,000 a year or They don't typically have a $40,000 a year household income. They're more affluent than that. And so it's a strong market, but we're not talking about $500,000 earners. We're generally not even talking about $300,000 or $200,000 a year earners. I would say that a lot of our very good clients are living in $150,000 to $250,000 houses. And again, I realize depending on where you're at in the country, that's not very telling. That doesn't help you very much. So my point is that I don't think it's necessary to go after the super affluent, especially if you're just getting started. And I would recommend you test. Pick out some neighborhoods with more middle class versus some neighborhoods where there's highly affluent. Run some similar marketing. See what happens. See what kind of response you get. I'm just saying that from our experience, we're finding it far easier to serve more of the middle class, far easier to sell them, far easier to keep them happy. They just work out really, really well for us. I had the vision initially that we were going to go super high-end, super affluent. I've really backed off my plan. As we've worked more with this very, very affluent, I'm not convinced the profits are as good. I may be wrong. I may need to go back and do some more work in that market because we already serve some very affluent clients. But we had intended to dedicate several crews to very, very affluent clients with a whole entirely different service level. And I think there's still a strategy there. But I've backed off it again because there's just more work involved. And sometimes it's nice to be able to get clients quickly without a tremendous amount of phone work, without a tremendous back-end support, without a tremendous amount of to-be-had future phone calls from them, complaints, pickiness, things of that sort. Sometimes those are very nice clients to have, where they hire you, they pay you a very good profit margin, and they leave you alone. And clearly, I'm not saying you ignore them. I'm just saying they're a great client to deal with. And we really find that a lot in the middle class. So that's my experience. Don't ignore either market, but if you're a young business, focus more on middle class first. You're going to find it easier. It's going to be easier for you to satisfy them. Test both markets, however. As you grow, do some significant testing in the affluent market. See how that works out. I would really encourage you to price the two markets different. Know as you go into it that there's a different level of demand and you've got to get paid for it. You've got to price your services accordingly, or there will not be a lot of profit in the very high affluent or very affluent market for you. So keep all that in mind. If there's an additional question, if I didn't answer it quite right, not knowing all the facts, please ask another question and I'll clarify. Thank you so much.